Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I've been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Gospel of the Lord. The communion antiphon reveals Jesus say something more about the Holy Spirit. He said everything is come from the Father. What he gave is the word of the Father. But now then he is living us, believe we send Holy Spirit. And then about the Holy Spirit, he said, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and remind you of all I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit will give us something new also. Maybe something Jesus didn't talk about it before. Something new. So the Holy Spirit renew the world in all sense. But then also remind us of all Jesus said. Sometimes we are forgetful. But Holy Spirit at times come. Many times like that. You might never remember something. But suddenly, or certain occasion that you need to maybe talk to people or you have to do something, and then you remind something of the word that is renewed by the Holy Spirit. So it's something new. Also, whatever Jesus taught us, is the Holy Spirit is giving us back. So we thank the Blessed Trinity. So at times we find it very difficult to understand the three persons. But as we know, these three persons is a communion. It's mutual love. Father and Son is mutual. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. So where there's love, there's God. Where there's mutual love, there's a presence of God. But God promised, Jesus promised, but two or three united in my name, in unity, I will be in. I am, he said, I will not be. I am in your midst.